And this morning, as we are getting ready tonight to celebrate, you know, the tradition is, we've adjusted it for the sake of pastoral reasons, but that the Mass is at midnight. Then there's another Mass at dawn. And then there's a Mass in the middle of the day. And they all celebrate aspects of this mystery. And it starts with this Mass this morning and the readings that we have. Why would we have these? The house of David. You just heard David say, this is disgraceful. Look at me in my big palace. Look at the Ark of the Lord over there in a tent. And Nathan said, whatever you want to do, do it. The Lord is with you. And that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan and said, look, this is what I want you to tell my servant David. I took you from the pasture, from the care of the flock, to be my the commander of my people Israel. I did this. I've been with you wherever you went. I've given you rest from your enemies, son. And then I've got more. David, you're not going to build me a house. I'm going to build you a house. Just think about the kindness of God. Just think. You know, we talk about it. David, his name means beloved, you know. But the love. David, you know, you're not going to build me a house. I'm going to build you a house. And I promise you, it will last forever. What a promise. From you will come the one who will be joined forever to my word and come among you. Now there was a long period when there was not a Davidic king on the throne. And the Psalms talk about this. You've rejected us. You promised David. You said you'd always be there. And look, we have no king at all, or any prophet to tell us what to do. First, you see where they turn. They don't have a committee meeting. They turn to God. That's tough. Centuries. And here's this promise. And the great ones hung on to it. We don't understand this, but we're going to hang on to it. And you see, then it's fulfilled. Behold, I give you good tidings of great joy, for today is born to you, you know, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And so we have this great hymn, huh? Another one that probably came out of Zechariah's mouth and then has been elaborated and participated in by the whole community. But listen. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, the one who chose us. We have made a mess of it for a million to, you know, a thousand years. But blessed be his name, huh? Because he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. He has made good on his promise. This is why he's so happy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. You see, this is, and who is this? This is Jesus. Right? And then he starts to go back. Through his prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. Everybody hates us. We keep saying we're the only ones who know who God is, and everybody hates us. Come, set us free. He promised to show mercy. Mercy. Hesed. Hesed means enthusiastic fidelity to the promise. Enthusiastic fidelity to the promise. He, as you see, he promised to show Hesed to our fathers. And what does that mean? To remember his holy covenant. He remembers. We don't. He's faithful to what he promised. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hand of our enemies. Why? So that we can raise the GNP? No. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. Free from persecution, from hatred, so that we can practice, we can worship, we can be faithful to him and not be tempted to deny him and not, you see, he's done this. Set us free from the hand of our enemies. Free to worship him. That's the freedom. You know? There's these two words in Hebrew that are close to each other. And the text says, you see, he inscribed the words on the tablet. And the rabbis say, don't read inscribed, read freedom. The law is the way to freedom. We know what God wants. Aren't we lucky? We know what God wants. He chose us. Yeah. But here we sit early in the morning, having been brought here by the Lord. None of us have the brains to know that we're supposed to be here. He's going to feed us on the body and blood of his Son, pour out into our hearts the Holy Spirit, so that this new law, the promise made to Abraham, you see, we're free, and this was the big mistake of liberation theology. We're not free just to raise the GNP. We're free to worship. We're free to love God. That's why we're made free. And then this prophecy about his Son. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord to prepare his way. You're Elijah. To give his people knowledge of salvation by writing a new book. No. Give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. That's how we know salvation. I look at my life, the sins from one end to the other, forgiven. That's salvation. This is a theme, huh? Knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Comes elsewhere in Luke too. In the tender compassion of our God. Chesed. Compassion. Now this is the other key word, rahum. Hanun v'rahum. Do you know how when Moses said, you know, whoop, I gotta quit. Well, anybody going to work today? You're going to work today. Well, then you're going. Everybody's going to work. Then I'll quit. But I just want to tell you about compassion. Hanun. Rahum v'chanun. When Moses asked God, you know, let me see you. He said, you can't. But I'll pass by you. When he passed by, he himself gave his own name. Adonai, Adonai. El Rahum Vachanun. God who's Rahum means, comes from womb, Rechem. It means love his people like a woman loves the child of her own womb. She's connected. You see? And Chanun, gracious.